Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
But there's no time to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our differences, there'll always be something
left.
You know, each soul has its own goal.
Seems that though this beautiful record doesn't want to start playing today, this beautiful tape that we have on. I think I finally got it all. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabal, The Reality of the Creator. And we're bringing you another wonderful discussion today. And Islam is a perfect way of living. Yes, Islam is a perfect way of living. And you wonder why we say that, huh? Well, Imam Shahid Jabal will come on and explain. And until you just come on, I will give you the summary, tell you a little about what it's about. And then he will lead you into the discussion. All right? We want to thank all of you out there for listening and remind you that you may also join the discussion by pushing the number one button on your phone. Push the number one button on the phone, and it will show up your phone number. That is, we'll show up in our studio, and we will be glad to have you join us. Today's discussion, Islam is a perfect way of living. And I would be without my glasses this morning. I need to grab them. I can read a little without them, but I seem a little blurred. So to stay on the safe side and read more comfortably, I'm going to grab these glasses first before I give you our summary for today. Now, I think I can see better. All right. Allah is perfect in all his ways. So, the only way to connect with Allah is to strive for his perfection. That is why Allah said in his last revelation in the Quran, to meet Allah, we must strive for perfection until we die, because death is the only way to return back to Allah's eternal world. Allah says in the Quran, they have this little sign up here. I don't seem to be able to get off today. And now I'm here losing everything because of it. Let me get you back into the studio again now. All right. We're back now. My apologies, but they threw this little sign of something up here about sharing, and I couldn't remove it. And they didn't remove it. When I hit to remove it, it removed everything. So, again, for those who are just joining us, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabal's The Reality of a Creator. We want to thank you for joining us. This Sunday's discussion is Islam is a perfect way of living. And I believe we do have in the audience now Imam Shahid Shabazz. We're waiting for him to join us. He hasn't joined us yet, but until then, I will give you the summary. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is perfect in all his ways. So the only way to connect with Allah is to strive for his perfection. This is why Allah says in his last revelation in the Quran, to meet Allah, we must strive for perfection until we die, because death is the only way to return back to Allah's eternal world. Allah says in the Quran that he created the nature of good in every living being. This is also why Allah says in the Quran that all the good that happens to people comes from Allah. And Allah says that all the evil that happens to people come from their own self-will. This is why Islam is the only perfect way of life, and the Quran is the only perfect book to live by. Most people that say they want to go to heaven are not preparing for death. Most of them don't want to even talk about death. So this means they don't want to meet Allah. And Allah says in his last revelation, the Quran, if people don't want to meet him, he doesn't want to meet them. This is why Allah says the smartest person is the one who remembers death at all times. And Allah says the wisest person is the one who's best prepared for death at all times. People, Allah gave us life. And then Allah says he will cause us to die and then raise us back to life again. Yes, he will cause us to die and raise us back to life again. Think about that. This will be the day of judgment and the final justice. And people, lastly, Allah says that people will understand that this world was only an illusion. Yes, it seems as though even though you try to remind people that this world is an illusion we're living in, it's not real, we're not real. Nothing is really real in this world, that we are all living an illusion. And just as we are living an illusion, a life that's an illusion, so is the world the same. Why? Because everything that's in it will not exist one day. One day, you will not exist. I will not exist. These homes, these houses, these cars, nothing. The earth itself will not exist. And everything on it will be gone. So what's that? It's an illusion. It's like you see it, and then you don't see it. And Allah is showing us this just about every day, people, that this world is an illusion. And he's showing us this by what? The storms especially, the nature, through nature, the things that are happening in nature that he is causing to happen. Why is he causing these, what we think are horrific things, are they? We're going to return to Allah, it doesn't matter how or when. Really? We must always stay prepared. So he's sending all kinds of storms and catastrophes our way. And he does it for more than one reason. We know that. We know that we are deserving of this because of our behavior, our disobedience, our desire to do what we want to do, our will and not his will, causing all this corruption and destruction of self on earth. Yes, he's bringing that to us, this to us. But also in doing this, it reminds us this whole world is an illusion. After those tornadoes, think about that terrible tornado that just killed 23 people. Look at the destruction. And now the whole area is desolate. And when they clean it up, it will be as though it never existed before. We don't think about these things, do we? California, the fire that burned the whole town. Now the town is what? As though it was never there. People, these are reminders of us that we too must return. And everything we have one day will be as though it never existed. So we must always stay prepared. Stay prepared for our Creator. I don't know what's happening to Imam Shahid Chabal today. I was waiting for him to come on, but it doesn't seem as though he has, at this particular time, come on the show. I'm not seeing him showing up here. So I want to let you know that he is bringing a very, very interesting show to life, to let us know that we have a choice. We have a choice. We should be serious about the choices we make now. Why we choose the life to live that we choose. Because we all must return to our Creator one day. And we call that Creator Allah. Why? Because Allah, the first three letters tells us why. The first three letters of the name Allah tells us why we call him Allah. All. He's the all. He's the all in all, the all in all. He does all. There's nothing. Everything is because of Allah. Without him, there's nothing. Everything you see. So Allah is the all in all. Yes. He's the creator of all. Right? All that exists, all beings, all life, all creation. So therefore, we feel there is no perfect name than the name that describes him as being the all in all, Allah. Yes. And he created us for a purpose. To test us as to who will be best in conduct, that is, best in our behavior, in obeying him, in doing his will, and following his direction. And it seems like most are not passing that test. Most people just want to do what for self says do their own thing. They're not thinking about the future. They're not prepared for it. They're not thinking about tomorrow. But yet they might not be here the next minute. No one is promised that. But we take life for granted. Everything we do, we take it for granted. And so it's going to be forever, and we are going to be forever. But people, one day we must return. And whoever we want to call our Creator, by whatever name, he is the all in all. And we must all return to the one and only Creator. So we should ask ourselves, are we prepared? How do we prepare? How do we know if we're prepared? We know by living the life that pleases him. And our soul tells us whether we are living that life or not. We know every moment, every day what we do, whether it pleases Allah or not, whether it pleases the Creator who put us here. We should always think that we are all here for a reason and a purpose. Allah does nothing without a reason. And we should be concerned as to what that purpose is. What is our purpose on earth, you know? We should be concerned as how we can best live our lives. Everything we can do, we should be concerned about, as we were taught when we were little, to do your best. Be your best. And this is what we should do throughout our lives. Be striving towards perfection. Constantly striving to do better. Whatever we did, let's see if we can do it a little better next time. Do the best, be the best, and always be amazed and surprised if we do better than we did before, because we didn't know we could do it that good. Huh? So come surprised when you do it a little better each time. And this is why, people, if we learn to think of the good like we think of the evil, if we learn to ponder on the good like we ponder on the evil and talk about good like we talk about evil, the whole world would change overnight. We should be starting with self, seeking the good within us to try to bring it out and make it better every day, make it the best each day that we're given to live. And then instead of seeing the worst in others, looking at them and wanting to say something bad or wanting to criticize and complain about them, look for the good. If it's nothing but a smile. Look at the good within it. Everyone has good. We are all good because Allah is good and he created us good. So people, what we want to do is to look for that good. Look for that good within ourselves. To strive to please Allah. to strive towards perfection. I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the host, and I am Isla Abdullah, who brings to you the show each Sunday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am today waiting for Imam Shahid Shabazz. It is unusual for him to be this late coming on, so I'm growing a little concerned as to why he hasn't appeared on the show yet. But inshallah, he will be here in a minute. I'm quite sure there's a reason why he has not shown up. So I'm looking now. I believe someone else did. Okay, we do have him. That was it. That was the key, huh? To say his name, call his name, and he appears on the show. And so we're going to let him know that he has been introduced. We've been waiting, and I have been entertaining you with discussion. I hope and pray that it was a worthwhile discussion and a discussion that will give you something to think about. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I apologize to all of you all. I didn't know that time had been set back, and that's why I'm late. But I apologize to you all, but you all get all, you'll get what the Creator wants you all to get. He controls everything. I would have been on time if, you know, I'm human, you know, and that's a part of being human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to forget sometimes. So, but anyway, it's good to be on here with you all. We would like to open up with prayer. You know, prayer is what brings us in the world. The one who created us, He is our creator and our sustainer. He brought us in the world, and he don't just leave us. He brought us here, and then after he brought us here, he takes care of us. Okay? So he's a provider, our provider. So, you know, I just want to say bear with me and see if we can have a good show here. Co-host, can you go back over for me? The title that we had for today, just the beginning.
Okay, yes, sir. It's Islam is a perfected way of living. Islam is a perfected way of living.
Okay, beautiful. And that is as it states, people. I'm going to go with prayer first, and then we'll go into the title. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. What we just said in the translated in this English language is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most compassionate, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee to alone do we seek for help, and thine aid we ask, because you're the only one that can help us. Show us your straight path, the path that leads straight to you, not a crooked path that turns us away from you, but the path that leads straight to you. And protect us from being of those who take the crooked path and think that they're going to be able also to follow your straight path. There's so much hypocrisy in the world. We ask you to protect us from becoming hypocrites and traitors to our faith in you, Almighty Allah, the one to whom all faith and all trust and all praise is due. Ameen.
Now,
Islam, Allah says in the Holy Quran to his prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. He says that this day have I perfected for you, Islam, and I have named you Muslims. And he said, I have named you Muslims, both before this revelation and in this revelation, meaning he named us Muslim, he said in the Quran, through our father, Ibrahim. alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And he named, so we won't just name Muslims in the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. That was the second time we were named Muslim, because the world, since the time of Prophet Abraham, they had run away from Islam. In the time of Moses and Jesus, the people had run away from Islam, from the teachings of their father, Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim, he is the founding father of religion, and when we say religion, he's the founding father of Islam, the perfected way of life. How did he find this perfected way of life? How did he find it? He found it by searching creation, studying creation, and looking at the sun, the moon, the stars, looking at the birds, looking at them, everything in creation. He was searching for God. He was searching for the one that created everything. And he wanted to worship him. And so he began to search the creation to try to find answers. And so he looked at the greatest part of creation that he seen, and that was the sunlight. The sunlight, and it dispelled all darkness. But then he seen that the sun is set. So he said at that point, this can't be my God. My God don't set. My God is always. He have no time that he is not always in control, that he's not always there for me if I need him. So this man is the man that founded monotheism. I'm correct. That is the oneness of the Creator for all people, for Christians, Muslims, Jews, and everybody else in the world that claim any religion or claim any faith. So Islam has been perfected in not just through Prophet Muhammad. It was perfected through Prophet Abraham. Yes, it was perfected through him. And he perfected Islam, because the only way you can perfect Islam, you cannot associate partners in worship with your Creator. We have a surah, a chapter in the Quran that's called Ikhlas, and it's called the purity of faith. Now, for anybody that got faith in Almighty Allah, the Creator, you can't have faith in him unless your heart and soul is pure. You must be pure, people. Allah said you got to leave this world the same way he brought you in this world. And Allah said he bring every baby in this world, and when he put his spirit into that baby's heart, that baby's heart become pure and clean. That baby's nature becomes good. So ain't no child born wicked. They are taught wickedness. They are taught wrong. But their nature is good. So what am I getting at here, people? Today you got so much hypocrisy in religion. You got so many people claiming, I believe in this religion, I believe in this religion, and especially Islam, because the Muslims have the final revelations, and the final revelations don't mean the only revelation. They mean all the revelations that the Creator revealed to all his prophets and messengers, from starting with the first prophet, Adam, down to the last prophet, Muhammad. Every one of those men was sent by the same Creator. So how are we going to be different in religion and separate and say, my religion better than yours, you worship this God, I worship that God? We all worship the same Creator. It ain't but one Creator, and it's one creation. That's what Prophet Abraham also came to the conclusion. He, after study of creation, and Allah blessed him to see that all creation follows a certain pattern, and that pattern is controlled by a higher power. And he found out that higher power is Allah. And he said, La ilaha illallah. He said, I will never associate any partners with my Lord again, now that I know that the Creator of the heavens and the earth is one. Even though you can't see him, he still is in control. You see his working in his creation, and you see his working in your life when you live a good life. Yes, a good life. And people, you can't live a good life and a bad life at the same time. And Allah say the reason evil grow so rapidly, so much in this world, and it's at its peak now. He says because people in religion practice hypocrisy. He say every 1,000 persons in any religion today, he say only one is sincere and truly worship him, and the other 999 are nothing but conscious hypocrites. Record that because it's a fact. Because he said on the day of Yom Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, Allah said that all of the countless people that's going to be judged that day, he said only one out of every 1,000 is going into heaven, and the other 999 is going into the hell fire. So this is something that should scare the hell in you, out of you. And this is something that should cause you, if you truly believe in the hereafter, to live every day like it's your last day, because guess what? The day is a lot of people's last day. And you don't get another chance to get it right after you die. Death is your chance to make it back home to heaven with Allah after you die. That ends that. Prophet Muhammad said, when you leave this world, prayers and peace be upon him, your destiny is already set where you're going, to heaven or hell. With that said, I'm going to stop right now, because I got some more that I want to share with you. I'm just getting to the house, and it's in one of my books in here, inspirational books that Almighty Allah has blessed me to be a writer now. So share some of that with you a little bit later. Let somebody else talk. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I want to remind you, yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us. We invite you to join us every Sunday and also invite others to join us along with you as we bring to you discussions every day about the truth and the reality of the Creator, the reality of the Creator. That's the title of our show. And Imam Shahid Shabazz comes every morning to bring to you the knowledge and wisdom of the Holy Quran that was sent to all of us for us to learn the way of life that our Creator, the Almighty God Allah, has chosen for us to live, the best way, the perfect way of life for us to live. And so today's discussion, we pray that you will listen to and that you will receive understanding as you listen, which is Islam is a perfect way of life. Yes, whatever Allah does is perfection. No man is perfect, but Allah is perfection. So everything he does is perfect. And I see here that we have had some guests here for that have been here actually since the beginning of the show. So I will give you a chance to see at this moment if there is anything that you would like to say, a comment, or a question that you would like to ask. The first number is, I'm looking at, or seems like they don't want me to bring that number on today for some reason. All right. The first number that we have here is 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Now, you don't have to, if you don't want to, join us and give a comment or ask a question. But we'd love to have to hear from you, to get some feedback from you. That helps us to know how we should present our discussion each Sunday to better, so that you will better have a better understanding. So, but enjoy the show if you don't want to comment. We will go on to someone else if this person doesn't seem to want to comment at this time anyway. The next number is 202-709-2826. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, it seems as though we have some listeners today who just want to listen. They don't want to participate, not at this time anyway. There's nothing that they have to say, no comment, no questions. And so, therefore, we want you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy. As Imam Tahir Shabazz bringing to you a most beautiful teaching today, as usual, discussion. We call it discussion because we're supposed to talk, listen, and talk together. And we want you to join in to the discussion with us. That's why what really makes it interesting to you. You ask questions and get involved. And this show is not just Imam Shahid Shabazz or Isla Abdullah. It's your show. It's for all of us, and it's for you. We help you to stay connected to your Creator in the right way, in the best way, and to know who your Creator is. And now I give you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. Yes, people, I want to speak on the continuation of Islam being a perfected way of life. So Allah said to Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, he said that he was his friend. He called him his friend. Allah don't need no friends. Why did he call that man his friend? He called that great man his friend because that great man, unlike most people, he didn't just live in this world and think he was put here to do what he wanted to do. He knew there was a purpose for everything. The sun being in the sky, the moon being in the sky. He knew there was a purpose for day and night rotating with each other. He knew there was a purpose for the mountains. He knew there was a purpose for creation. And so that man began to see that purpose. And that's why even most of the so-called Christians say, seek and you'll find. But it's much deeper than what they really go into. They don't even really, most of them, look at their life. And you see how they're living. Have they found the truth? The truth, if you find the truth, your life will be completely changed. Allah says when you come into his truth, he will give you a new life, a life that is good and pure. And he said he will forgive you of all your past faults and sins. And he said not only will he do that, but he said he will give you a light, his spiritual light, whereby you can guide yourself on his Sirat al-Mustaqim, on his straight path, straight to him. If you just follow his straight path and don't try to add none of your old crooked ways in there, like most people and Muslims and Christians, Jews and people in religion are doing, adding their own old crooked stuff into this perfected way of life. But guess what? In spite of that, you got Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Why? Because people are studying Islam for themselves. They ain't where, because most Muslims, they are caught up in the world. Yeah, they've gone astray from the straight path. They talking Islam out of their mouth like a snake, and then they spitting out poison in their conduct. They are into all types of immoral things they're doing, ungodly things that they don't want people to find out about. But Allah said everything that you do, he going to bring to the light. So this way of life is perfect. And I'm going to share something with you that you might not know. I had to learn it. Do you know that if you obey Allah, if you give your whole life to Allah, that is entrust all your affairs with Allah. Allah say, and you have intentions only to live to please Allah, not anybody else. Allah say, then he considers you to be a perfect human being. That's right. Why? And the reason he say that is because of your good godly intentions, your good intentions to please him. Allah say, to give you an example of what I'm talking about, Allah say he or she that, you know, if they intend to do, a bad deed, and for whatever reason they think about it and they don't do it, he say he will bless them with a full good deed. Now, this is a creator you should want to worship. He's trying in every way to help us not to go to hell, and he's trying in every way to help us come to heaven, come back home to him. Okay, people, what I said here, or I was blessed to say here, in this particular note on my second page of this talk, is that most people that say they want to go, most people that say they want to go to heaven, you know, you hear a lot of people throughout your life said, I want to go to heaven when I leave here. I want to go to heaven. But guess what? Look at them. Most people are not preparing for death. Most people don't even want to talk about death. So how are you going to heaven if you don't die? So this means this right here, people. It means that they don't want to meet Allah. If you don't want to die, you don't want to meet Allah. And Allah say in his last revelation, the Quran, if people, you don't want to meet him, he don't want to meet you either. This is why Allah say the smartest person, very important, please listen careful. You know what smart and wisdom is, wisdom and knowledge and smartness is. Allah say the smartest person is the one that remembers death at all times. And Allah say, and the wisest person is the one that's best ready or prepared for death at all times. People, Allah gave us life. Allah say he gave us life, Allah say then he will cause us to die and then raise us back to life again. This will be the day of judgment and final justice. And people, lastly on this page, Allah say, then all people in this world will understand and know without a doubt that this world they was in was nothing but an illusion, and the life that they had here was nothing but an illusion. They was only here to be tested and prepared for the real life that they will be awakened to at the resurrection and judgment day. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabab, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you again for joining us as we bring to you a beautiful discussion. As you can see, Imam Shaheed Shabab is coming on strong again. And the discussion is Islam is a perfect way of living. And now, just in the first few words that he had of his discussion, he has explained to you that meaning so clearly so that you can understand why he has that title for his discussion today. And we want to thank all of you for joining us. I did try to see if there was anyone who had a comment, so I will try now and see if there's someone else who's been on, has come on. And we'll see if they might have anything to say. That number is 202-248-3140. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Again,
Can you speak up, ma'am?
Say it again.
I asked you, could you speak up? I can't hardly hear you. Your voice is low.
I say assalamu alaikum. This was Makita speaking. Makita Shabazz.
Walaikum salam. This is Rashida Shabazz. You can go now, Miss Rashida.
Awesome.
Yes. We're glad to have you join us today. We hope you're enjoying the teachings of Imam Shabazz. And thanks for joining us this morning. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Alhamdulillah. Shukran. Thanks for having me. I've been on this path now, alhamdulillah, since I took my shahada on this testing way of life. Like you was just telling me, like, Allah don't need no friends. Us, with that thing you said, you shall find, for example, it's like, it's a lot that I could grow with the talk today. And it's like you was on point because things in my life now that I'm working on a lot better with, and it's like, can't do it still doing the things that appreciate the time and the topic, because with you trying to do the right thing in this world today and not really knowing how it'll keep you off track, off the right path, like he was saying. But with the peace and blessing be upon him, what was he say, Abraham? He didn't need him as a friend because he was here on this world and did no haram and remembered Allah. He found him like that. So, inshallah, I ask if I could continue to be a part of this way of life and part of this team on this phone with y'all, get to teach me some more, and I could get to ask some more. So, just saying, I want to get more of this news and knowledge on a Sunday. I want it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. So when I'm human and I get a little weak, I could just run to the phone if that's the case, rather than running to other things that I'm used to running to. I feel like the phone program more allow for me to come to and look some guidance rather than some things that I'm used to. So alhamdulillah that today was a good day to be a part of it, because it's a new start for me too, with me doing some new things in my life, still being tested in this world. I was appreciative of what I heard today. I'm working on wanting to be like Abraham, be upon him.
Beautiful, beautiful. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you.
Yes. Alhamdulillah.
May Allah bless you with what you want.
Allah.
Yes, because we're all striving for perfection. Nobody's perfect. We all have our weaknesses. This is why we need Allah and we call on Allah, sister. And you came to the right place with Imam Shahid Shabazz, because he can keep you connected in the right direction to your Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We pray that you will join us every Sunday, but like again, too, not just on Sundays, but every day. Every day we turn towards Allah with our weakness, because we all have weaknesses. Nobody's perfect. Not even the Imam Shabazz, and we're all struggling and striving, sister. We have, as long as we live, we're going to be striving towards perfection and striving to please Allah. But we want to win the contest by being the best in conduct. We strive to be the best. Each day to get more and more out of that evil ugliness to be allowed to be a part of the light. Get it out of it. Get all the trash out and bring in the good. What it's all about. And now I'll give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying the program as much as you all, I hope, are. What you said, Sister Marquita, was very Shabazz. It was very good. The thing that I felt is, and I look to fear from people, is sincerity. I believe you're sincere. I believe your mother's sincere. I believe Rashid, my son, Shabazz is sincere. We all got our weaknesses. And so Allah say, and you are right, Marquita, we do need a teacher. And even though the Quran is the teacher, that's coming from Allah, but we need a teacher to break down the Quran every day. And you are so right. Most Muslims think that Islam is just for Friday for Jumu'ah prayer or to go make Hajj over in Mecca. They're fast doing Ramadan. They pick out things they want to do in Islam. This is a complete and perfected way of life. You're supposed to worship your Creator from the time you born until the time you die. Islam ain't no religion where you just, I got Bible class on Wednesday, I got go to this class on Thursday. It's a communication with your Creator inside of you at all times. But we do, like you say, need inspiration, because even I get lonely, not for sex, not for physical or material things. I get lonely for spiritual companionship. And that's human, because, as I stated earlier, Allah said in the world right now, out of all the 7 billion people in the world, and Allah said out of every 1,000 ain't but one right and sincere, and the other 999 are nothing but hypocrites and disbelievers. So we want to be that one that is pure. We want to be that one that Allah accepts, that He guides, that He protects. And so I want to say, as I say to everybody, my phone is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can always call me if you need to hear a teacher that is not playing with my creator, not playing with this way of life, and that live every day like it's his last day on the planet, because it could be. And Allah said, don't die unless you die submitting to his will, and you know his will is all good. So you can't be doing no bad and die. So let's just scare the hell out of us, because we know we weak. But Allah say, you know, if your intentions are good every day, then and you strive every day and you're trying to do right every day, Allah say what? Nothing beat a failure but a try. So Allah say, if you try to do right, like the sister say, he ain't going to let you do wrong. If you and you, but first, we have to know that before we can change our conditions, we have to, first of all, admit that we don't know nothing. Admit that we're wrong. Admit that we're weak, because Allah, the Creator, he created us weak in the flesh. But a lot of people walk around and try to act like they're so strong and all that. At a time when I was young, I used to think I was so strong in Islam. See, when I was about 19 years old, I'm in my 60s now. And boy, I got the knowledge. I could quote the Quran, but I was making the same mistake after the same mistake and the same mistake. So it ain't just about the knowledge. You have to really, Allah going to test you to see if you fall down, is you going to say, Allah, help me get back up. That's the one that Allah going to guide, the one that don't quit on his righteousness, his goodness. Don't try to, and Rashida said this, your mother, years ago, and she's right. She said most people that be getting high or think they're getting high off drugs or alcohol, she said they're really getting low. And she's right. How can you get high? High means you getting up there with Allah. And low means you getting down here in hell with Satan and his followers. We're down in the valley of the shadow of death. All around you is nothing but death, because Allah said this world is the root of all evil. So when you desire the things of this world, the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, all these physical material things, they lead you into evil, especially sex. Allah says sex is the main key to open the door to all other evils. So Allah says if you guarantee him these two things right here I'm about to say, he'll guarantee he'll guide you to heaven and without stop, and ain't nothing can get in your way. Evil fears Allah in the way. Allah got power over evil. Allah said if we will guarantee him, we will control what's between our legs and our tongue, he will guarantee we will go to heaven. We will. Now, what do he mean? What do he mean by that? Allah said if you don't have anything good to say, even about your enemy, don't say nothing. Keep silent. And Allah say about sex, he says, stay away from fornication and adultery. He said, because those are sins that lead you into all other kind of sins. Because you got people out here now, because they turn away from Allah. Allah said when people forget him, they would fall to the lowest of the low, meaning that they would do anything. They would do things worse than the lowest animal, worse than a snake. Worse than a buzzard, worse than a hog, and they are, because all of those animals are following their nature, but the nature of a human being ain't bad. It ain't evil, it's good. So don't never say that you're wrong and try to justify. When I was in D.C., even up there with y'all, I seen so many people in the capital, so-called, of the world, leadership. They always talking about each other, and backbiting is Allah say, and slandering people, talking about them. He says two of the worst of sins in the world. He said you eat like, just like eating the flesh of your dead brother. And he say he will send you straight to hell if you don't learn. That's why that tongue is so important. Stop slandering people. Stop backbiting people. You know, Allah and Michael Jackson said, before you judge anybody, start with the man in the mirror. Start with yourself. Start with yourself. If you start with yourself, you won't be able to talk about nobody else.
That's right.
Because it takes a lifetime just to try to get yourself right with Allah. And even then, when we die, we still ain't measured up to what He requires of us. But because He loves us so much, if your intention was good and you were trying, He will accept that as being good enough for you to come on back home with Him in heaven. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. So if anybody else got anything to say, I just want to get some main points out and let others talk also. So help yourself. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. I want to remind you that you're listening to our radio listening audience, the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And as you can see, as usual, Imam Shaheed Shabazz is coming on strong. To reach you, to let you know it's later than you think, much later. And you need to stop messing around with our life and playing with a life. Life is no game. And become serious and get our lives together so that we'll be prepared to return to our Creator and be accepted by Him. Because there will be a judgment day. And don't think just because you say you're Muslim or you're Christian and all, that means you have bought your ticket to heaven, a ticket to paradise. No, it's much more than that. Which one would be perfect in conduct, the best in conduct? Do you think that your Creator will leave you alone by saying you believe without trying you? Yes, you're going to be tried. And so you should remember each day, people, that each day is another day given to you to improve, okay, to do better than you did the day before, to correct even more of the wrong that you've done. And that's how merciful your Creator is, because He's given you this time on earth to get it together before you return to Him. You won't be able to do it once you return to Him. That's it. You just be judged for all that you have done on this earth. That's what you'll be faced with, how you have lived your life on earth. And you have to answer to whatever it is that you have done. So it's no game. It's very serious. Life is serious. It's no game, people, as they have tried to make it be in this world. Everything is sport and play and games.
That's right.
To distract you. So that you won't go return to your Creator, that you return to the hellfire with Shaitan. It's a challenge between good and evil on this earth. Right and wrong, good and evil. And Shaitan is challenging you. He wants you to go to the hellfire with Him. He don't want to see you in paradise in heaven.
No.
I'm telling you. So He makes wrong appear to be right. And He distracts you with this false glitter, false glamour. This is illusion,
right.
This whole world.
That's right.
You have to understand
and everything
that.
In it.
That's right. And the
even
reality is your soul.
We're illusion. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me for cutting that.
No, sir. You're doing great. Wonderful. And we thank Allah for Imam Shaheed Shabazz for his sacrifice, because he doesn't have to do this. You know, something takes his time out to come to you on Sunday to help you to turn the right direction towards your Creator, to live the best of a life, to warn you of the life that you're living, and letting you know, hey, check yourself out. Turn back. You're headed on the wrong path, going down the wrong path. So let's get it together. And we thank Allah for him and for this time that he's sacrificing. He's not getting paid for this like the preachers in the church. Yeah, grabbing that bucket. They grab that bucket and take all that poor money that people worked and earned during the week. They take it
That's
to the
right.
preacher to be entertained by him. That's what it is. The church of Christ became nothing but a stage for entertaining the people on Sunday. The clapping and shouting
and getting
all.
Paid.
That's right. It's like what they call another high they get. And it's taking
yes,
nowhere but to the hell of it. Straight
that's,
to the hellfire.
I like that. That's right. That's right. It's a high that leads you straight to the hellfire.
Yes, sir. So
Imam Shahid Shabazz, he doesn't get paid to entertain you. He sacrifices to bring the truth to you.
Yes.
And we want to thank those who join him on Sundays to listen. That's the sincere in heart. There are only a few who are sincere in heart, who even want the truth. Most turn away
That's
from
right.
it. They don't want to hear you talk. They don't want to hear you talk about no God, for real. They'd be faking it at church. You put on a show, you know.
Faking in the church in the masjid.
That's right. In these religious institutions, they're not sincere.
That's right.
They're there for the show. They're there to be a with the group, with the in crowd.
That's right.
Yeah, they're going to be in hell with the in crowd, too. So we want to really be thankful, and we pray that you will take it serious, because it's been the truth and nothing but truth to you, and it is to be taken serious. And now I'll see if there might be someone else who would like to give a comment this time. They'll try the 202-709 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? This person still doesn't have a comment at this time. We're just checking back just in case you do have a comment or a question to ask. We give you this chance to do so. Thank you so much for joining us. Continue to listen. All right, we have another number here. We'll try back and see if they, at this time, would like to say something. It's a 419-418 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? So this person, again, too, we have guests here who just want to listen. They don't care to come. We pray that you enjoy the show and that you will continue to listen. And if you have any comments, we check every now and then just to make sure that we don't miss you if you do have something that you would like to say. And we want to let you know, yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And this Sunday's discussion is on Islam. It's a perfected way of living. And I think by now you understand exactly what that means. And now Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. People, I have a page in my hand from one of our talk shows in the past. I want to share with you. It's a reminder, and it's a good reminder. We need this reminder all the time. The title of it is Sin is Not Accepted by Our Creator Allah. But repentance and change is change of your conduct is accepted by Allah. Do you know, people, what a repentant heart is? Because you can't go to heaven. You ain't even got a chance. No matter what religion you're in or what God you say you believe in, you don't have a chance to go to heaven if you don't have a repentant heart. This is what a repentant heart is right here. I'm going to use this man right here because Allah said he's the best man to use for us to follow his conduct if we want to go to heaven, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. Peace be upon him. Okay. Now, he said when you're good that you do, it makes you feel good. You please with yourself. You please. He says, then you know you're a true believer. But when he say you do wrong, you do evil, and you say you believe in God, and you don't fear God, that his punishment, you don't fear the fire of hell too, that he said he's going to put you in if you go against his will and you live a sinful life. He said if you don't have no type of remorse when you do wrong, you are a disbeliever. I don't care if you call yourself Muslim, Christian, or whatever. You can't mix sin and good together. They don't go together. Just like oil and water don't go together. Put oil and water together and see what they do. Separate. You put evil and good together and see what happens. They're going to separate. The whole way they don't separate, the evil gives in to, the good gives in to the evil. And then it won't be a separation. It will be joining on together as partners in crime. Yeah. And most people in religion, especially, they partners in crime with the devil. They work for the devil, and they think they're working to please Almighty Allah. And like what the sister said earlier, she mentioned it again, We know a lot don't need a friend. A lot don't need nothing. He don't need anything. He's self-sufficient. But also, again, Allah called Prophet Dawood or David his friend also. Also, I believe Allah takes me as his friend. Now, I'm going to tell you what this means. This means that you are so sincere in your faith in Almighty Allah, like the sister was saying, that you love Allah, and that you don't play games with your faith in Allah, that you fear to do any wrong. And also, it means that, you know, you go to keep in touch, like the sister said, with Allah at all times, not sometimes. See, these men were like that, and other prophets were too, but these are two that Allah mentioned are standing out for all of us to follow as examples. So what I'm saying here, people, is that we don't stand a chance against evil if we don't have a repentant heart. This is what Allah say in his final revelations in the Quran. Whoever turns to him with sincere repentance and change of conduct back to right have indeed turned to him with an acceptable conversion, meaning that he automatically accepts your repentance when you're sincere. Do it sincerely. And he said he automatically accepts it. This is why no one can find a way to justify their sins. You can't, because he will forgive you if you come to him. So you can't justify your sins and think you're going to heaven, you're going straight to hell. You try to do that. Also, our Creator Allah say in this final book of Revelations, the Quran, for all mankind, that sin can reach a point in our life, people, where Allah said he will close the doors of repentance on us and we can't get back to him. So be careful, because you don't know when Allah is going to close the doors of forgiveness on you. So you don't try to stay away from sin and try to rush. Allah says, strive as though you're in a race towards all that's good. Yeah, and Allah said in the Quran, fear him. He said, fear him. What do you mean? He means fear to do wrong, because if you do wrong, Allah not going to protect you from evil. But if you do right and obey Allah, he will protect you from evil. Allah said in the Quran, he is the protector of the believers and him who are sincere. Allah said the unbelievers, hypocrites, they don't have no protection from evil. Evil controls them and leads and guides them to do evil and to try to pull other people into evil with them. Yes. So repenting, you have to have a repentant heart. You can't be satisfied with the wrong you're doing, like the sister Marquita said. You got to want to do right, you know, and Allah ain't going to force you to do right, because the sister said too, Allah don't need us. He don't need our worship. He don't need anything. We need him. So, people, I'm saying the only way to keep sin and evil out of our life is by having true repentant heart. Have a heart that feels bad when you do wrong, but feel good when you do good. And people, repentance is like running water. You know, running water purifies itself. But when water sits, it becomes stagnant and get all kinds of pollutions and germs and this stuff in it. So when our life is stagnant, we're not in remembrance of Allah, then that's when evil can come in our life and corrupt our life. Allah say remembrance of him is the greatest force, the greatest help and protection in life that we have without a doubt. And Allah say he knows and hears all things. Allah say he knows the secrets of our hearts. And Allah say the only people that will enter heaven is the pure and clean in heart. And over again in the Quran, Allah say he loved those who what? Keep themselves pure and clean, and he loved those who, like Marquita said, turn to him or call on him all the time, not just on certain days. So, people, the human heart is pure and clean. It was made pure and clean. It was not made corrupt and evil. So, people, I'll end at this time. Give someone else an opportunity to just say anything. And I know it's a few people listening, because I know their number, and I hope you're benefiting. Even if you don't want to say anything, it's okay. Because the best way to learn is Allah say he gave us two ears and one tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. Even me as a teacher, guess what? I listen to people more now than I did when I was young. I like to listen now. You learn more by listening than you do talking. You can talk too much and the devil can get in on you and you won't even know it and he be talking you right into a trap. And he done that to me a lot in the past as a Muslim. But I learned this game, so I keep this mouth shut when I need to keep it shut. And Allah's blessing me to learn to not open my mouth and say anything if I can't say nothing good. So, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Again, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday. As you listen to this wisdom, this knowledge, this guidance for you, the right guidance that Allah has sent to you, that Imam Shahid Shabazz is bringing to you to let you know the best way to live. And if you're going astray, how to get back on the right track. So we want to thank you for joining us and participating with us this Sunday on this broadcast. And as Imam Shahid Shabazz, I was just thinking of people, we have got to stop allowing each other to be our gods, to let people be your gods. I was looking at R.J. Kelly. We have people actually who are worshiping people because of their rappers or because they are some type of famous stars or artists or something, you know, performing artists and stuff. They worship these people, and this is why they must be shown to them for who they really are. So we see everything that he has done in his life, the things that now they are trying to get a piece of his pie, a piece of his money, and bring him down so that they can take away from him the riches that he has been blessed, the financial money that he's gotten. They want a part of it now. So all of a sudden, they're going to start telling about all this so-called wrong that he's done to them, not realizing it takes two to tangle people. And back in that time that he's accusing, you might as well get everybody for doing wrong, because that's what was going on then, that type of wrong and evil. And he was just being a part of it, and they know it. But yet, they think they can get some money off of him. If you do a thing, that's one thing that's in Islam. You don't go back into history and try to accuse somebody of something that if they really did you wrong, you're supposed to accuse them of at that time. We have too much going on, too much evil, to waste time even listening to that now. If it was wrong, wasn't wrong then, why is it wrong now? So this is supposed to show how we make people our gods, and then all of a sudden we see one person, somebody decide they're going to get rich off of this god, that they made God, man, they made God, and get his money because he's professional and got all his money. Then others are going to try to do the same thing. So this is an evil, wicked world we're living in, people. And we have to stop trying to make these stars and these movie stars and these sport figures and all football players and all these people our gods, you know, worshiping them. They're only human like you. They make mistakes too. And then you want to get mad because you allowed them to make a mistake with you. And I was just looking at that and looking at also the pitiful one that wanted to try to do a stunt to get rich, and he got rich off, got himself in jail. Jesse, I can't think of his other name, but he ended up getting himself 16 counts against him for conduct, doing something really, really crazy to get himself all messed up after becoming this big star. So, but it goes to show, we have to go out to show that people are weak. And what they're doing is not right. I don't care how much money they make from it. They're still human beings making mistakes and doing wrong. We have to recognize that and stop worshiping them as idolizing them as some type of god. They wonder what happened and why did they do that? Because they were supposed to have been a god. Wake up, people, and learn who your true god is or who you should really be worshiping and serving. You pay all this money to go to their shows, giving them all this money. And you won't go, you go, if you go to even a church or the masjid, you don't want to put a dollar in the bucket to help out, to help someone to teach the truth to someone.
That's
but
right.
You pay, go and pay $5,500 or more just to hear somebody sing these corrupt songs, and most of them are corrupt songs that they're singing.
That's correct.
See how messed up the world is today. To see somebody kick a ball or throw a ball in the basket. You pay all that money.
Right.
But you go to church on Sundays or go to the masjid or to the Jewish place. You go to all these places with empty pockets. You don't have no money.
And can I say something, sister, right quick?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world. We got to change this world, just you and me. And I want to say humanity is everybody's business. That means that every human being, if you hurt one human being, it's just like Allah said, you hurt all human beings. And if you help one human being, it's just like Allah said, you helping every human being in the world. You see, that's the power of the love of our Creator. That's the power of his love. And Stephanie Mills, a singer, she said, I've learned to respect the power of love. And I want to say to all of you people who are trying to find satisfaction in drugs and alcohol, ask yourself, after you get high, how do I feel now? Am I satisfied? Have you done had sex? Am I satisfied? Am I content now? When you're doing wrong, ask yourself. You already know the answer. You do. You feel bad. But you let yourself, your false self and desires and Satan make you feel like, maybe I didn't do it the right way. How in the hell can you make wrong right? Can you do wrong the right way? You can't do wrong the right way. The only way you can do right is doing right the right way. And I want to say, in my little short talk right here, if you all truly who say you believe in Islam, believe in Allah, realize this is what Allah say in his book, the Holy Quran, for all mankind. He said he revealed the Quran as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. So all of these diseases and this corruption and all the sickness you see people got, it starts in their heart. How does it start in their heart? Their heart start desiring the things of this world and even desiring people. Because like the sister just said, people ain't no God, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt, your so-called friend, they ain't no God. You even got people who go to, and I'm about to, they go to these people in the Catholic religion, they call fathers. And they'll get behind here on one side of the curtain, they on the other side, and they say, Father, Father, I have sinned this week. I committed fornication. I committed adultery. I lied. I stole. I slept with an informant. Father, Father, will you forgive me? And he say, oh, my child, those things were wrong. They were sins. But God is a forgiving God. And so God has forgiven you of your sins. So go on and stop sinning. They're asking another human being to forgive them of their sins. Allah said in the Quran, the only one can forgive sins is who? Allah. Because every human being is what? Imperfect. So that man they're asking to forgive him, who going to forgive him of his sins? Tell me that. So now, with the conclusion of what I'm saying, Allah said in the Quran, I'm going to say this slow, very slow, and I'm reaching at your soul with this. Allah say, hearts, do find satisfaction only in the remembrance of him, Allah. So when you remember Allah, when you're getting ready to do evil, or when you remember Allah when you're doing good, your heart is satisfied because your heart was made for Allah. Your heart was made good. I said he created the nature of good in your heart. So when you do good, you feel good. And you want to do more good. Because anybody in their right mind, you don't want to feel bad. You want to feel good. If you want to feel bad, you're dead. Your soul is dead. You don't have a soul. Your soul is cold. Your heart is cold. You cold-hearted. You poisonous like a snake. You dead. If you can do wrong and be all right with that, buddy, you dead. You done lost your soul. And what have anybody gained to gain this whole wide world, which is nothing, and lose their only immortal soul? That's all we got that we can call our own in this world, little temporary world, is our soul. Because our body going to die. Everything we got, this whole world going to pass away. But the world of Allah, which is spiritual, and our soul, if we get it right with Allah and stay connected with his spirituality, Allah says when we die, we're not dead. We still live in his world, his eternal world. As-salamu alaykum. Hope you got it.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Beautiful discussion we got going here, huh? Yes, and that was reminding me when we were talking about worshiping people as gods. Just look at how Allah is revealing mankind to him now, himself now. He's letting you know the evilness of the society, of the cement, of humans. You know how we doing our wrong, but yet we want to be recognized as gods. The so-called role models we have supposed to have, the priest and the instructions in the schools. The priest molesting the children. It's terrible. And then we have teachers, little kindergartens, abusing them, slamming them across the street, dragging them across the floor, and throwing them over into corners and stuff. It's terrible what's going on, but it's all being manifest. They said this is the day of judgment. So we have a judgment day on earth too, and that the judgment is definitely going on now. As you can see, Allah is revealing the evilness and wickedness of all these so-called role models, the people that we
That's
look
right.
up to, thinking they were some type of gods or something.
That's right.
And their conduct is worse than our own conduct.
That's right.
So, people, we have to realize that there is only one God. His true name is Allah. This is the one who we turn to. We seek our heavenly guidance, for he created all. He's the creator of all. And man.
And it's real. And excuse me. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry. I go on. I'm sorry.
No, sir. That's all right, brother. You can go. You may continue.
I just wanted to say, add to what you said, Allah also means that in the first part of the name Allah is all. And the last part of the name Allah, L-A-H, means creator. It don't mean God. It means creator. So you're talking about all people's creator is Allah. And Allah also means all in all, meaning his will is all in all. And what is his will? His will is good. So it means that the will of Allah is good in all creation, not just people. His will is good in all creation. It says even in the Bible, in the Genesis, the beginning of time, when the Creator created the heavens and the earth, Allah said he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And say the first day, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, he created everything good in the heavens and earth. It was good. This was once a good world. Well, no evil down here. And then he allowed Satan to come down here to test the faith of man and woman. Okay? So on the sixth day, that's when...
We have 1 minute.
Okay, with that 1 minute, I want you to know that your enemy people, your worst enemy is not Satan. Your worst enemy is yourself. Prophet Muhammad said the greatest fight we got against evil is the evil in our own heart and soul. And Allah said he will never change our condition until we first change our condition in our heart. Change the condition of your heart. Stop wanting to do wrong and start wanting to be do right and please Allah. And he said he'll change your bad conditions to good. And with this prayer, we close for today. We said as in the beginning, this prayer, you can't beat this prayer. It's called the 7 often repeated prayers in the Quran, and it's called the mother of all revelation, all the books of Allah, the Quran. It's the mother, meaning that it gave birth to all other revelations. And so we say, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship. And thee alone do we seek for help. You alone can help us. Guide us on your straight path, the path of those whom you have guided and who do not go astray after you've guided them to your straight way. I mean.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We want you to join us again, same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Invite others to join along with you and have a blessed and peaceful day. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
All right.
We pray.